results begin to characterize the release of Chairman Wontumi from Yoko, the Ashanti Regional MPP is descending heavily on government for what they label as ill treatment of their chairman.
The lawyers handling this case are most often denied access and are in most times not able to tell the family, friends and party officials the whereabouts of Bernard Ntshiwasiakou. Not being so well, he has been denied access to a medical facility of his choice. This is not the system of governance that Ghanaians subscribe to.
We have details as the New Patriotic Party warns Yoko and security agencies that they must be held responsible if the situation around Chairman Wontumi's arrest escalates. We'll take you live to Yoko headquarters here on Top Story to bring you the latest on this developing story.
The man went to bank and took a facility. He went there with a guarantee. If they think that it is something that they need, they should go after the guarantee, not the person. You cannot put a 50 million surety on one individual. For what? What was the amount of the facility and what is the law? And this is a civil matter. You don't go to that extent.
Tonight, we're learning that the former Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, is stepping in to secure that second surety needed for the release of Chairman Wontumi. We're told he's heading directly to Yoko office as we speak, and we're live on the ground for all the juicy details. My name is Faustina Safo. Please stay with us. Top stories, as always, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and call. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, it's been 4 days now since the arrest of the embattled Ashanti Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party, Bernard Ntshiwasiakou, properly known as Chairman Wontumi, who is still in the custody of the Economic and Organized Crime Office because he has failed to meet his bail condition. Well, there's, however, a gleam of hope for him now, because Joy News is learning that the former Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, has stepped in to secure that second surety for him, and we're told he's heading directly to Yoko office as we speak. And lawyers for Chairman Wontumi has so far been able to secure one of the two sureties for his 50 million cedis bail. Well, today we will be on the ground live, so to bring you all sides to the story. But first, let's start from the Ashanti region, where the Ashanti regional chapter of the party has been tackling this issue head on, calling out government for their ill treatment of their chairman.
It strikes us as odd when, after his engagement with the CID at the national headquarters, he was ambushed and taken away by operatives of the Yoko. What kind of investigations Yoko would undertake?
You heard there the party's Ashanti Regional Secretary of the MPP, Kwame Edumapia, and he was addressing a news conference earlier today. We have to cut that in because we have news coming in that indeed Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia has arrived at Yoko office. My colleague James Aveji is live on the ground and he will be giving us details as to what exactly is happening. James, take us away.
Had access into the BNI. We're all expecting to hear what becomes of this particular visit. But look, serious heckling just to get access into the NIB. Heckling, seriously, is what is happening. The tussle is serious. Security officers trying to prevent what's happening there. But let's take you there now to for you to feel what's happening. James.
Into the office. You see, there's a scuffle between the police officers and the party supporters now. The police officers are trying to prevent the party supporters from access into the NIB headquarters. And they are also pushing very hard. You see the lady that has been tossed away. And the police are trying to secure the entrance of the place. At least two or three or four parties. Police officers are there now. Oh, you see there, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman, Divine Agohom, is caught in the middle of all of that. And one member is whisked away. There's a scuffle between some of the supporters. The police are trying to secure them. There is a scaffold here now as we speak. There is no respect for anybody. One person is just tossed away as they are trying to maintain calm at a place. And they are pushed now to the entrance of the main road, or the main entrance of the place. I see the police trying their best to de-escalate the situation and bring back calm to the place as we speak. These youth have, just aroused into chaos after the former vice president, Dr. Baumia, was gained access to the place. I'm sure calm is restoring now. The police are trying to engage the youth now to calm them down now. Calm is restoring now. It was a moment of chaos where the vice president was pushed into the NIB headquarters, and some of the youth also trying to make access to the place. The police fought pretty hard to kick them off the entrance of the place, and they have been pushed out of the place now, and the police have secured the main entrance of the place now, where they have secured the gate against any force of the youth now, and to prevent them from accessing the place. All of this chaos has resulted from the attempt to get Dr. Baumia into the NIB headquarters. He has just been pushed in there. I saw how Dr. Baumia was pushed into the place. The youth are still in agitation as we speak, pushing and pulling each other. Even as we speak, they are, leaders are trying to get them to calm down. It is still unclear why they are agitated and why they are pushing and pulling each other. But all of that was resulting from the commotion that came with the entrance of Dr. Baumia. Was also allowed entry to the place, and two of them are adding up to Osei Chairman Sabuntu, as well as other members of the leadership of the public are in now, and the youth are being encouraged to leave the place now to go back as we speak. And so the police have been able to restore some level of chaos as we speak now. The youth are still standing at the entrance of the place. They are wanting to also get access to the place, but the police will not get any of that. I see at least three military officers brought in now. I can count at least three of them fully armed, with some in a mask as we speak, to help to restore peace to the place. And so the military are here together with the police, trying to maintain law and order to the place. Just a minute or two ago, there were no military officers here, but I can count a few of them. I see about 6-7 military officers now, some in mask as we speak, who have come to help the police to maintain law and order here at the entrance of the NIB headquarters as we speak. The youth are come now, and peace is restored, calm is restored. All of the chaos, the pushing and pulling have subsided now. The youth are now calm. And so we will not be waiting for the leadership of the NPP together with the leadership of the party in parliament to come out now as and when they have any information on the status of the Ashanti regional chairman of the party, of the New Patriotic Party, Chairman Wuntumi, who this afternoon we've been told has been brought to the clinic here. You see that the national security officials also there now. And so we have three separate security officers here now. The Ghana National Police Service are here. The Ghana Police Service are here. The military are also here, as well as the national security operatives that are also here. All of them armed to the teeth now, guarding the gate of the National Investigations Bureau, and are trying to maintain order here, law and order here as we speak. And so the National security operatives as well as the military and the police service are all here. Calm has been restored now to the place. What we are waiting for now is for the leadership of the party. We know now, we can confirm that the former majority leader, Honorable Osei Chairman Sabunsu, is in the police headquarters, the NIB headquarters. The minority leader, Alexander Afenyo Makin, some 10 minutes ago, have also gained access to the place, as well as the former vice president, Alhaji, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, have also just made his way into the place amidst all of the chaos that has been happening here. And so he's also in there, and as well as Nana Kumia is also in there. And so we can say that the leadership, I see the original chairman, just want to, chairman, I go home. He's here. He has been push and pull all of us as we speak. Chairman, just want to have a word with you. Chairman, you have successfully got your former vice president to the place as well as the minority leader. It must be a hectic one for you.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Well, we understand. That's the job we do. It's a daily work, so we understand that well.
Yeah. At the point, I saw you in the push and pull. Were you trying to calm your supporters down?
Exactly. We need to find a way of making sure that the police also don't unduly, you know, put pressure on our people, so that they may end up hurting them.
Okay.
As it is now, one of the ladies, you can see, a lady, the police officer was heckling her. And that's what got our security people angry.
Police. Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
We've behaved very well so far.
Okay.
We've been here for almost 3 hours. No incident. Why now? If you are pushing men, that's okay. But if you are pushing a lady, then you invite trouble. So that's what it is. But thank God we've been able to, you know, come.
But for now, calm has restored now.
Yeah.
And your leadership are in there doing the negotiations. So far, between the time we've been here and now, have you got any updates so far?
Well, honestly, we are expecting that they will be able to, you know, bring good news now. But for now, once His Excellency, the former vice president, is here and he's been allowed in to go and hopefully do the final bit of the negotiation, let's hope that at the end of the day, they will come out and we'll be happy. I mean, we've behaved well, as I said earlier. We've conducted ourselves very well. And we are hoping that there will be no any unpleasant incident so that we all live here. I mean, the police are supposed, you know, to be there to protect us. And we are also, you know, expected to conduct ourselves in a way that will make their work.
Exactly.
It's a win-win situation. Once we all understand this, we are good to go. There's no problem at all. You understand?
Okay.
Why are we here? We are here because of our colleague, the Ashanti Regional Chairman. That is all. If what we are asking, that the UCO, the BNI should vary the bill condition a little so that we'll be able to meet it, we take our person out, and then the law, you know, takes its natural course. That's okay. That's all we are asking for.
Okay.
Nothing more.
Thank you so much. And that's Divine Agohome. He is the regional chairman of the NPP in the Greater Accra region. For audiences on both radio and TV, we can confirm now that Dr. Mahmoud Baumia is in there, the minority leader is in there, Nana Kumia is in there, former majority leader, and Osei Chairman Sabunsu is also in there, and they are hoping that some consensus will be reached. My colleague Michael Papaniashal is just joining me here. Yeah, Papa, I'm sure you've been monitoring the things from the office so far, and you are also here so far. Your impressions, and then you take over.
All right, so James, it's been a number of days here with Chairman Wontumi still in the custody of government investigative bodies, and they are looking forward to the bail conditions. He meeting the bail condition, they can leave him.
Mm.
We've had the MPP raise a number of issues here. I've been interacting some of you. You've done a very yeoman job. You've done a good job here, James Savage. But I know you'll stick around. You definitely not be going home. But James Savage, this is our live coverage.
Defense Minister is in here. Honorable Nathan Wall is in here. Want to share a word with us, Honorable?
Honorable.
Appointed in the style of governance of President Mahama, with respect to this particular matters.
I'm very disappointed because yesterday I told the former president Nado Danko Akufo-Addo that the powers that they are using to harass people, you had those powers for 8 years. That's not what we saw. Nobody's above the law, and nobody's above the crime, and nobody's above the laws of this country. But there's always a way of going about this. You don't arrest somebody, keep him, and come and say that you have a bail condition of 50 million Ghana. How many people in Ghana are able to raise 50 million Ghana city to bail one? What sort of crime? Somebody's been treated like a common criminal. Can the NDC imagine for a second that when we're in power, we go to Volta region and arrest the Volta regional chairman of the NDC?
Honorable, shouldn't we be asking that, is it that nobody in the NPP has 50 million Ghana cities?
It is not about 50 million Ghana city. It is not about somebody having 50 million Ghana city. That is not it. I am saying that, can the president look into our face and tell us what would have been the reaction of the NDC if the NPP were to go to Volta region and arrest the regional chairman of the NDC? Our stronghold is the Ashanti region. Is it out of disrespect to the people in the area or what? Can you imagine what would have happened? We don't want this country to burn. Nobody wants that. But I want to let the president know that he should stop those middle-level people from misbehaving. It's not good. It's setting a precedence that we will not be able to endure as a country as we go forward. Other people have come before him as presidents. I don't think that what he's doing, they did that to anybody. Not even Rawlings. Rawlings moved away from that. The sort of things that we saw happening, from his appointments to the way they handled the military people, the way they are handling the security people, to what is happening now, is reminiscent of 1981 to 85.
Exactly.
Those days are past.
Exactly. Honorable, they made several examples that they feel that in your time, you did the same. Honorable Sesu, for instance, was chased, even in church, that policemen were waiting for him outside of the church, waiting to arrest him. He was chased to parliament, so, even for traffic regulation.
So was it when we took over that they chased Sesu? You didn't hear that the then IGP arrested MPP members? You didn't hear? Do you want me to start counting? Ministers were arrested. You see the minister gender, the former MP for Walwale, she was arrested and charged to court. You see the minister for sports, Mustafa Yusuf, was arrested and charged to court. You see Andy Apia Kubi, he was arrested and charged to court. You see Eugene Entry, you can ask him, he was arrested by this. So, like Stephen Amo was arrested, are you saying that it was only Sesu was arrested? No. That IGP was doing his own stuff. Everybody had a problem with him. So you cannot say because Sesu was NDC, MP people were equally arrested, okay, by this same IGP in those times. So he, standing here, was also arrested. I'm even talking about current ministers. Did you see what they did to the DC for the MCE for Takoradi? Or was it Takoradi or Shama? Did you see that? So please, don't let us go there. I am saying that what is happening is wrong. It's not good. It's not good for democracy. If you believe Wintumi has committed a crime, charge him to court and let the court decide. You don't do this.
Yes.
You don't put a bail bond of 50 million Ghana cedi and say that, come and look, go and look. And you even say that it must be in Accra. Of course, if Wintumi says he has 100 houses or 50 houses, you don't say it must be in Accra. It's reckless. It's premeditated. They want to punish him. But I can tell you something. If the NDC know the backbone of the people who form MPP, we all know the base of the NDC and we know the base of the MPP. If they know the people who form the base of the NDC, MPP, they will know that they cannot break their backs. They should look at the people who form the base of the MPP and they should know that these are people who died to be able to have the sort of country we call Ghana. You can't break the back of the MPP. The sort of people you have in the MPP.
Possible.
With Ashanti region leading that charge, they should know the type of people who live there, and they should know the type of people you can break their backs.
Is the bail bond too much?
It's too much. It's reckless. It's not good. It's punitive.
Is that more than 54 million Ghana cedis?
Where is that charge? Let you go to go and prove it in court. Why? If I ask you, if they were to arrest you today and say a bail bond of 2 million, will you be able to get it? Will you be able to get it? Why?
Mm-hmm.
How many people can raise 50 million Ghana city bond in Accra? And not anywhere. Why? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
Why? Why are you going to do that? It is reckless. It's not good. It's premedicated to ensure that he remains behind. And they are tossing us. He's here. Today he's there. Tomorrow he's there. I'm just saying that they should not let this country start going around circles.
What is your expectation for coming here?
My expectation is that they should lower the bail bond. The president should intervene and lower the bill and ask them to lower the bail bond. Raymond Acha and Kwa are misbehaving. It's wrong. Raymond Acha and Kwa are misbehaving. It's very wrong. Did you see us locking people? We got the police to act, not the BNI, not the NIB, not Yoko. Do you know the sort of people, things that we have to ensure that we manage this country? For 8 years, did you hear anything about defense? Did you hear the sort of things? Did you hear soldiers misbehaving like this? Did you hear police people doing this? Why are you doing that?
We told earlier in the day that the vice president is expected here to basically meet the bail condition. How much do you know about
I don't know, and I am just here to let the government know that what they are doing is wrong. Let them know that this is not democracy, and let them know that they are persecuting opposition people. It's nothing more, nothing less. Why? You are charging people who you claim that they deceive the public because they said that judges went and met. When somebody decides to say I'm a medical doctor and deceiving the entire world, you cannot charge such a person. When Adongo comes out to deceive the whole world about the, you being able to withdraw the dollar, you cannot.
MPP,
look at people who caused mayhem. I give an example. Look at what is happening at Sagamme. Listen,
Doctor.
So you just heard the former defense minister Nitu there. Amu's here to add his voice to the numerous calls over the last 4 days for the release of Chairman Wontumi, who is currently at the NIB. He is in the custody of the Yoko for some charges that yesterday the deputy attorney general elaborated the charges that have been slapped with him here. But there is some action here throughout the entire day. Just a few minutes ago, some woman we allegedly was manhandled by the Ghana Police Service, and she's here with me, and she will narrate to me exactly how all of this went down. Please, what's your name?
My name is Haji Arumu, former RAP parliamentary candidate, RAP Central parliamentary candidate. Yes.
Interesting. So, walk us through what exactly happened this evening.
We were all here with the policemen peacefully. Nobody was making any issue, weren't having any problems with anyone. The vice president came in. He was trying to get inside. They were blocking him. Some of us were standing aside.
You had the live interactions with my colleague Michael Ashali, and individuals just lined up outside the NIB headquarters. We're told that Dr. Mahmoud Bamia has officially arrived at the NIB headquarters, and we are following that closely. We've just been hearing from Dominic Intiwo, the former interior minister, just tabling some of their key concerns. They see the arrest of Wontumi as disrespectful, reckless, and premeditated. Well, I have with me Dennis Miracles Abuaji, his aide to Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, and he's joined me live here on Top Story. Dennis, I just want to get an understanding. Why exactly is Dr. Mahmoud Bamia at the NIB headquarters this evening?
I mean, of course, it's quite clear that Chairman Wontumi has been held by the security operatives for far too long, beyond the usual. And so, obviously, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, as a former vice president and a key leader of our party, is worried. And so fundamentally, he wants to see exactly what is happening to him, how he is doing, and what the issues are. He's been working in the past 2-3 days to find ways and means to get the security service to at least grant Chairman Wontumi the bill, which is as a matter of right, so that all other processes can continue. And so he was this morning in Myom to support the family of the chief that passed. And so this afternoon, he decided to come back quickly and go and check up on Chairman Wontumi. Clearly, everybody is worried. Clearly, what is happening is quite unusual. And so you would be worried if you have a citizen of this country being held beyond the stipulated 48 hours. And as a leader, he wants to find out exactly what's happening.
Is he stepping in as the second surety that they need to secure Wontumi's release?
I mean, whatever needs to be done to get him, Chama Wunjimi, the bill, that's what the vice president is working on. Whatever that needs to be done to get him the needed bill. But the concerns that have been raised by thousands of people across the country cannot be lost on us. How do you, for whatever reason, place a bail bond of 50 million on Chairman Wontumi? What is the essence of a bail? And what is the essence of this bond? These bail bonds are simply to say that you are leaving, we will be looking for you, and we expect that whenever we need you, you would come. And so for the purposes of ensuring that you get back, provide these things. For individuals who you know anybody or everybody can find and are not likely to evade or elope, why do you place such huge bail bonds on their heads? So clearly, the 50 million bail bond is a punitive measure. It is part of the strategy to continue persecuting the man and punishing him. And it's something that we should all be worried about, because if we allow this to go as it is, that as we speak now, a citizen of this country has been held beyond 48 hours. Contrary to what our law said, he has not been charged, he has not been arraigned before court. If we allow this to pass, it is happening to Chairman Wontumi, it would happen to you, it would happen to me, it becomes a precedent, and then it becomes a danger to our democracy. The most absurd part is even when you say that the 50 million that you are asking for should only be assets within Accra. I mean, are our laws applicable only to Accra? Why are assets outside Accra not admissible? These are questions that we should be asking. It's okay if in the past 2-3 days the media hasn't highlighted so much this, but it is time. It is time for the media to at least help in asking some of these questions. Forget the fact that it is Chairman Wontumi. Be concerned about the fact that our democracy, the right of a citizen, and our laws are being flouted upon. Those are the things we should be very much concerned about.
Mm. But prior to Dr. Bawumia stepping in, there were other big stalwarts of the party. The likes of the former majority leader was there, Chairman Sabonsu, the general secretary of the party, all trying to secure that bill for Chairman Wontumi. They failed. What exactly would Dr. Bawumia be doing differently?
That's a conversation that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia will be having with authorities as his other actors now at the Yoko and BNI. So that conversation I'll leave it to him. But the key thing here is that we're asking that the Yoko should be reasonable. They should be a bit sensible when it comes to this bail bond that they are placing on Chairman Wontumi. I mean, the bail bond they've placed on him completely, no aspect of it makes sense. And so they need to deal with that aspect. They need to work on that aspect. Today is Friday. You've held the man since when? Wednesday, Tuesday? I mean, today is Friday. What's your plan? Are you planning on keeping him throughout the weekend? Do you know what that means? And do you know the effect, the implication of that on our democracy or the rights of our citizens moving forward? That there is a precedence that a citizen was held beyond the stipulated 48 hours without being arraigned before court. If you knew, or for whatever reason, if you felt that, okay, 50 million bond, Chairman Wontumi has not been able to make it, it is 11 a.m. on a Friday, it's beyond 48 hours, you take him to court and let the court decide whether they want to continue to keep him or they want to vary it. You have charged him, you have sent him to court, today is Friday, and your intention is to keep him till Monday.
But then if the party has concerns about how he has been treated and some of the key conditions that the government is setting for his bail, why don't you go to court? I know that there are lots of legal stalwarts in the party. Why not go to court to challenge the bail conditions? That way you can be actively looking at dealing with the issue.
Do not place this burden on the person you have arrested. The law didn't place that burden on us. The law didn't place that burden on Chairman Wontumi. The law placed the burden of arraigning the suspect before court within 48 hours by the authority. That is you. You have the burden, not the one you have arrested. So take him to court.
charge him. And then let the court decide. If the court decides that he should be remanded, nobody will be at the NIB headquarters by now, because that would be a decision of the court. But you have blatantly decided to keep a citizen of this country beyond 48 hours, and you are planning to keep him for close to 5 days. If you decide to keep him all over the weekend, this is risky. All of us are under threat if we allow this to pass. And that is what I think we need to, how he's being treated, the conditions, that does not matter. The law doesn't say that give him royalty treatment and keep him for 21 days. The law doesn't say that treat him like an Arabian king and you can keep him for 5 days. The law says arraign him before court within 48 hours or let him go, give him a bail. And when you are giving him the bail, do not make it punitive. Let it make sense. At the moment, it doesn't make sense. And we should be concerned about it. If we allow this to pass, trust me, what it means is that tomorrow, even a small police station somewhere in Bole Bamboi can decide to do the same, and they can use this as a precedent. We need to deal with this, and we shouldn't let this pass.
Dennis Miracles Abuaji's aide to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and we're told he is currently at the NIB headquarters trying to secure that much-needed bail for Chairman Wuntumi. Earlier, we saw chaotic scenes there. Officially, we're hearing from the Economic and Organized Crime Office, and they are for the first time defending the handling of the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party, Bernard Nchibisiaku. Let me bring in my colleague now, who has been engaging directly the Ashanti Regional Director of the OK, Edward Kujo. Tell me more about what exactly he's been saying, Nana.
For Steve, we've been interacting with the Ashanti Regional Director of IOKO, and he says with the way the IOKO is tackling the issue, it's in right order within the legal framework of the institution. And you know already the NPP has raised concerns about the handling of this particular issue, some of them describing it as oppressive. But according to the IOKO, it says that this, what they've done so far, is within their legal mandate to do so. And given the weight of the matter, that's the enormity of the matter, with a 15 million CD surety or bail conditions set for Mr. Wuntumi, they are saying that given the enormity of this particular issue they are handling, it's also in the right order. So you can take a listen to Edward Kujo, who is the Ashanti Regional Director of IOKO.
From the supporters or those who are purporting to act in his interest, I think that the institution has followed laid down processes. If you hear from the commentary, his legal representatives are telling you that due process has been followed. It's only those who are on the other side who don't know what really is happening who are making noise. I think that issues of human rights, we've grown as an institution, and human rights are an issue that we want to always respect. And so we afford them the opportunities that the law avails them, and we hope that they take advantage of that. He's been granted bail, I think, and then we're hoping that he can meet the terms of the bail and then secure his I think that there are weightier matters we are dealing with, okay? And bail is not just assessed just because somebody feels like it. It depends on the issues they are dealing with, then they assess the terms of the bail. In any case, if they feel that the bail is excessive, the courts are open to them for them to go for a variation of the bail terms. So they can